Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles, rolling and recording on January the 20th, Monday, the day that people are observing the accomplishments and the triumphs of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But we are going to talk about something not nearly as important, but what I'm more qualified to speak on, and that's the martial arts. Let's just jump in. My question for you today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is what are you doing to evolve your art? Now, I say that with all seriousness because so many people are hell-bent on the notion or living on the notion that traditional martial arts don't work. That's nonsense. And anybody with half a brain knows this. True, there are many schools that have terrible programs. There are McDojos. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There are McDojo-style mixed martial arts schools as well. So let's not get too high and mighty, okay? Anyhow, back to my point. I feel that too many people are participating in an art, and then once they achieve black belt, they figure they've arrived at the journey and they've got nothing else to accomplish. Now, a martial artist should know that the martial arts is a lifelong journey. And if you are the black belt, a legitimately earned black belt, what that really means at its most basic is that you have completed the curriculum and that you should be adept in self-defense skills. That's it. Should make you a good person, should make you a gentle person, should make you a kind person, so on. But it means you've completed the curriculum, first and foremost, at its most basic. So my question for you after that is, what are you doing to ensure the evolution and the life of your art? How are you evolving the art? For me, I can answer that very simply. I am a Kenpo Karate stylist, as most of you know by now. But my family's version, expression of Kenpo, we call it the way of simplicity. Now, most people say stuff like, well, you know, we just teach what really works and throw out the stuff that doesn't. Okay, everybody says that. That's the premise that mixed martial arts competitors and practitioners use as to why they do not study a traditional art. Too much nonsense, they say. Okay, but can you really answer that question specifically? I can. In our expression of Kenpo, in the way of simplicity, we start from the ground up. Now, when I say that, I don't mean we just start with our horse stances, our bow stances, so on and so forth. Although that is a part. We focus on the use of footwork and evasive technique from the very beginning. And the reason being, before you learn to punch effectively and before you're able to time your kicks, your knees, your elbows, your throws, your headbutts, before you can effectively time all of these things, you have to have a decent understanding of distance, timing, and angle. These are all things that you should know, of course, and these are things that you will learn throughout your tenure in the martial arts, hopefully, if your teachers are worth a darn. But sometimes it is in your best interest to be able to avoid and prevent a fight. Believe me, you've never lost a fight that you prevented from happening. That's just how it works, right? So we have a system of teaching movement, offensive and defensive footwork, and that is the foundation of our system. Not the punches and the kicks and the katas and the takedowns and the throws and the weapon disarms, none of that. It is a system in place that we have developed to ensure that if nothing else, you can keep your distance from an opponent if you are unable to subdue them. A lot of people make that sound like, oh my God, you know, it sounds like you're running away. Let me help you out. It's not running away, it's being smart. Because there is no reason to engage in a person when the odds are not in your favor. That's just not smart. We are in the business of self-defense and self-protection. So engaging in an altercation that you cannot win is not bravery, it's stupidity. Our system allows you to effectively defend yourself by use of superior footwork from the very beginning. That's just what we do. So aside from the refinements and techniques and combinations that we made, I can show you a framework, a system of footwork and evasion that will preclude you from having to fight at all. That's what we can do first and foremost for you. Okay? Now, I'm asking you, regardless of what style you practice, what system you practice, what are you doing, what have you done to ensure that your art survives? What are you doing that you can point to it and speak to as an evolutionary step in your art survival? I don't care what the art is. I think I'm just fed up with the notion that only mixed martial artists are able to evolve and maintain the integrity of what they do. I'm a Kempo stylist. My understanding has changed dramatically, has improved dramatically throughout the decades. Yes, I mean decades. It'll be 41 years this month, people. I've been in this game a minute. And I still learn. I'm still glad to learn. And I'm still happy to be learning, right? So I can speak to how I can help evolve the art. If you are a judo practitioner for self-defense, not for sport, not the Olympic style of judo, but I mean if you are a judo practitioner for the sake of self-defense, after you've learned and completed the curriculum, what can you do, what have you done, or what will you do to ensure that judo as an art continues to survive and thrive in a time where traditional martial arts are disrespected? I'm curious. This is not me razzing you. I really want to know. If you are a Jeet Kune Do stylist, on paper and ostensibly, you believe in the same thing as mixed martial arts practitioners. So my question is, what are you doing? Is it a teaching style? Is it a system of articulating ideas? What is it that you're doing? If you don't have a good answer for that, maybe you should look deeper into what you do. And this is not me trying to be high and mighty because I've done that. This is me just mentioning something that I think that the martial arts as a whole will benefit from. I think we all should be able to say, this is what I'm doing to make sure that my art continues to thrive. I think that's important. So if you haven't thought about what you're going to do for your art beyond achieve black belt, I think you should look at it again. Because not only is it an interesting question, it is a question that will help you evolve as a person as you seek to help other people evolve. It's one of those gifts that keeps on giving. You know the old expression that when you teach, two people learn? It's kind of like that. It is a way of looking at things so that you can disseminate your knowledge. And then probably the person that you are teaching may learn a new method as well. So now two people are working on the same problem, or working on the same issue, or working on the same ideas. And there's value in that. So please, if you have not thought about what you're going to do to evolve your art, please give it a thought and let's get that evolutionary process working. You can check me out at martialartsoakland.com. I'm on Instagram. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under Thomas Kempo Karate. But by far the most important thing, and I do mean by far, please be kind to yourselves and each other.